control. Leave now, we gon' take it out. We're legit, call y'all about to fall. Let's show them how. Everybody make it loud. Can't stop us now. They can't put this fire out. Yo, let's make it count. Show them what we all about. Let's build it up. And they know it. Don't shout it out like y'all always. Shake the place and they ain't gonna hold it. These days we play it, ain't easy. Hopping on a week straight hustle. And now it's time to let go. Let me see what's crumbled. Let's show them how. Everybody make it loud. Can't stop us now. They can't put this fire out. Let's make it count. Show them what we all about. Let's build it up right before we break it down.
CJ, listening to Active FM. You know what it is. Time to turn the world upside down.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Time to turn the world upside down. It is. Yeah. There was a song by Guy Brazil featuring Jericho. Yes, Transformation. Right there. It's the DJ Andre mashup, so make sure that you actually look for that one, because yeah, that was the specific one, the specific special one just for you. Yeah, I am your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yeah, we're doing another day, another awesome, amazing Wednesday morning. Yes, okay, if you tuned into it on Wednesday, it's an amazing Wednesday morning for you if it's in the morning. But if it's in the afternoon, it's a Wednesday afternoon for you. If it's in the evening, it's a Wednesday evening for you. But I am also aware of the fact that there's other parts in the world that it's not Wednesday yet. It's Tuesday. So if you catching this show on a Tuesday, it's an awesome, amazing Tuesday for you. I don't even want to put time, you know, to the whole show anymore. Because, yeah, hey. I'm thinking, did I rhyme? Okay, so whatever time zone it is where you are, because yeah, like I said, there's people that it's a Tuesday and there's others it's a Wednesday, and I'm also aware that there's other parts in the world where it's a Thursday. So whatever day that you got this show, it's an awesome, amazing day for you. Yeah, that day, specific day, you just fill in the blanks. So if it's a Wednesday, Wednesday, and yeah, whatever time you ever end up getting the show, if it's in the future, of course it's going to be in the future, because yeah, after today, it's in the future. Yeah, so the day when the show was released, it was on the 18th of August, or August, depending on however that you pronounce it, 2020, at 6 a.m. plus 2 GMT time. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the time when the show was released. And whatever time that you got it, whenever, whatever day, ooh, almost said out of stuff. Whatever day, yeah, you know, in the future, still awesome. It's still relevant. It touches on, yeah, you know, what you're actually dealing with. But the topic itself that we are touching on is not going to be relevant in the future, but it's going to be history. Let me put it that way. It's going to be history. Relevant history. History. Yes, history. In the future, if I can put it that way. So, yeah, the topic is relevant history because it's fact. And that is literally what happened in the past. And yeah, it's really, really interesting. You know, the topic itself is interesting because, hey, the stuff that was going down, it was going down. Like, I felt it. Myself, I felt it. Like, I felt their pain. Yo, like, literally, I'm being serious. I actually felt their pain. But at the same time, I was finished. And when I'm saying finished, I mean, like, I was filled with laughter. Like, literally, yo. On the day when I was watching it, like, yo. I literally roasted every single fan. Okay, not every single fan. Now I'm being... I'm being too extra. So, go back to normal. I roasted all the fans that were within my reach. Yes, let me put it that way. Yeah. But as bad as it was, I still had, you know, a heart for them. So I didn't really kill them that much. So yeah, we're gonna be looking at the whole situation of Bayern and Barcelona. Yes, you know, we all know what happened with Barcelona. They got thrashed 8-2, and I believe it's not 8-2, I believe it's 9-1, because that, yeah, one of their goals was an own goal, so they didn't score it. The only goal that they scored was Suarez's goal. But we'll give it to them. Yeah, we'll give it to them. Because at the end of the day, we actually did redeem ourselves. Because, yeah, like 8-2, that was like really easy, eh? It was like really, really easy. Okay, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, we're going to take a look at the whole situation of the 8-2 beating. Yeah, you know, the whole beating that they received. Like, for me, that is not normal. That is definitely not normal. Because that is a FIFA game. Like, literally, that is a Xbox or PlayStation FIFA match. You know, against two people. One has experience, the other one does not have experience. So, the one with experience takes over and gives the other one without experience hiding. And then the one without experience decides to get angry and switches off the Xbox or the PlayStation console. Yeah, that is literally what happened. Sure, like literally that was bad. That was really bad. So we're gonna take a look at literally what happened. We're gonna sit down and think about it, like what actually happened. But before we even get into that whole situation of the 8-2 beating, I wanna know, how is your week? How have you been doing? And what have you been up to? Make sure you get hold of me. If you need to get hold of me, you can go on Facebook and search for What's the Topic 777. Yes. What's the Topic? Yes, 777. That's, you'll find it right there on Facebook. Yeah, you won't miss it. It's unmissable. Yes, if that's a word. It's a word in What's the Topic, yeah. Because we got our own dictionary, so we create our own words, yeah. That's the way we do it. That's the way we rock. That's the way we roll. Yeah. It's awesome and awesome and awesome. So yeah, make sure you let me know how your week has been on there. Make sure you tell me what you've been up to. Yes, and also tell me what you want me to speak about. Because yeah, you know, I want you guys to talk to me and tell me, what do you want me to speak about, yo? Can't just be speaking about my stuff. No. I need to know exactly what do you want me to actually examine. You know, the questions that you have, send them to me, you know. Answers and all those things, yeah, you know, arguments, yes, debates, you know, I just thought of them, like, even debates, yeah, like, let's make a debate type of show where, yeah, we're debating, so you send your debates, I respond to the debates, and then we make a show out of that, so, yeah, make sure you get hold of me. But before we even get into the whole show and everything, I know you know how I've been doing, I've been good and everything. Thanks for wanting to find out how I have been doing. But before any of those, here is an awesome, amazing short session for you. And then we're coming back into it.
music.
FM. Yeah, active FM. Yeah, active FM. Christ, music is hot music right here on Master Topic. Yeah, everything is really, really awesome and amazing. So, we're now getting into the whole topic of Barcelona getting a beating. Hey, next thing, do that, because we don't want any Barcelona fan to, catch emotions. No. We're not about catching emotions. So, I'm not going to let you catch emotions. I'm just going to touch on the topic. So, looking at the whole situation of the Barcelona and Bayern match, like, okay, that match was bad. Or that, I have to say, it was bad for Barcelona. Like, the way they got the hiding, it was really, really, really bad. But now when we look at the whole situation of the whole Barcelona, you know, getting a hiding from Bayern. Look, we knew that Barcelona was going to get a hiding. But, like, we were not expecting it to be 8-2. Like, that was bad. Like, literally bad. 8-2. Hey. I don't even want to start laughing, because, next thing, you are a Barcelona fan, and then, I don't hate Barcelona, like, literally, I love Barcelona. When I play FIFA, I do choose Barcelona, because Barcelona can give a hiding, if you know how to use them, yes. So, you need to understand their strategies, and formation, and all those stuff, tactics. If you understand all of those things, I'm telling you, give someone a beating with Barcelona. And in reality, like real life, Barcelona is able to give some teams hidings, like literally give them a hiding, and then they decide to go and cry to their mom and their coach and their sisters and their fathers and their brothers and aunties, uncles. Like literally, Barcelona knows how to give people a hiding. But now, the question is, what went wrong? Like, literally, what went wrong? Yes, we're not saying Bayern is a small team. No, Bayern is a big team, eh? Like, literally, that is the Spanish, section versus the German section. Like, the German section, they can give whippings also, eh? Which is what they did. They can literally, I believe that they were able to give a whipping that was worse than the 8. Like, if they wanted, they were going to give a whipping that was worse than the 8. Because, after the 6th goal, Bayern was now getting embarrassed as well. Like, they were like, what's happening here, eh? Like, okay, this is bad. Like, we're giving the whipping, but it's bad. It's really bad. So, they're able to give whippings as well. Like, I mean, you look at the World Cup, Germany. Germany did the most, eh? Like, Germany did the most. And, you check your Spanish teams and all those stuff. They also give whippings and all those stuff. So, it goes down. Like, literally, it goes down. So, Bayern is an awesome, amazing team. They're able to give whippings if they want to. Yes, they have the capacity to give whippings. And not just whippings, very heavy whippings, where people, they will look at it and think, this was a FIFA match. This one was, Xbox versus PlayStation type of situation. And, did you hear that? I'm rhyming. Xbox versus PlayStation type of situation. Hey, PlayStation situation. I just picked that up. My brain, picks up those things. But, moving on. We're not talking about PlayStations, and we are, but that's not our main focus. So Bayern and Barca, like, literally, what happened? What went wrong? I mean, like, there's a lot of things that people are saying. People are saying the squad was fresh. It was a fresh squad. Like, I even took that moment for you to think. Here's another one for you to think. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to think about the fresh squad. Starting from now. 3, 2, 1. Okay. So 5 seconds is over. Fresh squad. That's what they're saying. Barcelona had a fresh squad. And when I'm saying fresh, I'm talking about young. They're saying that they had young players. That's what the fans are saying. The fans are saying, if you look at the players they were playing, they were young players. And on top of that, what they're saying is, you had Coutinho, who they basically, you know, loaned to Bayern, which is also bad. Yo, imagine getting a whipping from your own player. Yeah, Steve, that is bad. So, obviously, yeah, you got those rumors and all those responses, and some of them are saying Coutinho knows the Spanish team, knows Barcelona, so, yeah, he's the one that told them their tactics, and then they put him in there so that he can demolish all of them and, you know, dismantle the defense and all those stuff. I'm thinking, sure, how can you be using such as an excuse for why you got a beating? But at the end of the day, let's not focus on the excuses and the beating. What went wrong? That is the question. What went wrong? Look, there's a lot of things that are happening in the club right now. Changes that are happening. People that are leaving. Like, it's crazy. It's literally crazy. There's new people coming in and all the stuff, which we're going to touch on as well. Like, yeah. From my side, I do accept the fact that, yeah, the squad was different, you know. Like, not everyone that, yeah, you know, give whippings, they were in there. No, obviously you had your Suarez, you had your Messi, but even Messi couldn't do nothing because, yo, Bayern's defense, they were like on some other level, eh? They were, yay, they were on Messi, making sure that he's not doing things, eh? And other players as well, they couldn't do anything. Hey, even the way Suarez scored, he worked for that goal, yo. He worked for it. But that's what I'm saying, like, yeah, I do accept the fact that, yeah, the players were, you know, fresh young players, yes. And, yeah, you know, a lot of things has to happen to fresh young players. They need experience and all the stuff. So I do accept that. And, yeah, that's probably one of the reasons why they got a beating. That contributed to them getting a beating. So that I do accept. But, yeah, there's still more that we need to touch on. But we'll touch it after this awesome, amazing break. So here's a song by the following amazing. I'm even doing the stuff, man. So here's a song called Never Say Goodbye by Gui Brazil featuring Vanessa Correa.
Every story has to end.
Worship. You can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship. We on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it. Keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing. Keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling. Keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. So check to worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music by Active Worship on all platforms.
Yeah. Welcome back right here on Active FM. What's the topic? Yeah. You back here on Active FM, yeah, right here on What's the Topic, yo, yeah, loving it. So, we're not gonna take a lot of time because a lot of time is not with us, yeah. Okay, time is not with us, so we're gonna get straight into it. So, this session, we're gonna take a look at Messi. Like, Messi is one of the most interesting players that you can actually find in the sport industry, never mind Cristiano and all the stuff. Now the reason why I'm saying, okay, me myself, I love Cristiano, yes, okay, not, let me not say love is a very big word, I'm a fan of Cristiano, yes, but I did not go with him. yeah me, my team is Real Madrid, so yeah, I'm a Madrid fan, and yeah, as much as I love Madrid, I also have, you know, the same love for Cristiano. So yeah, in fact, yeah, I'll use the word love. Yes, I'm a Cristiano fan, so I love Cristiano. Yeah, and yeah, it started when he was in Manchester. Obviously, he was in Manchester United, and then I supported Cristiano, and then he decided to go from Manchester to Madrid, and I went with him. I was like, hey, I'm not gonna stay here by Manchester. Who am I gonna stay with you? I'm going with Madrid. With Cristiano, like, he was one of those stars, you know, he still is. He's, yeah, the best, one of the best in the world. So he's a legend, and yeah, I moved with him. So I'm a Madrid fan. I went with him to Madrid, but he left Madrid, so I was like, I'm staying with Madrid. Yes, he's gone, but yeah, we'll still survive. We got new players that are gonna come and they will shine in Madrid. So when you look at the whole situation of Cristiano, went from Manchester to Madrid, you know, and then after that, he went from Madrid to where we all know. Yep. Where we know where he went, which is very bad. We don't even want to talk about it because, yeah, he didn't stay with us. So, you look at the whole situation of Cristiano moving from one team to another to another. But you got on the other side, Messi, who has been loyal, like literally loyal. He is a definition of loyalty to a team for a very long time. Like, he's been with Barcelona for years and years. Like, literally, there is loyalty right there. And that, I have to give it to him. Like, yeah, round of applause to him. Like, literally, there's a lesson that you can actually get from that whole situation. I know, like, right now, yeah, there's a lot of things that are happening in the club. And, yeah, Messi happens to be one of the people that wants to leave. So, he is leaving Barcelona. But when you look at the whole history of Messi, Messi has been with Barcelona for long. And, yeah, like, literally, through their games where they've lost, through the games where they've won, like, Messi has been the games that they've thrown, like, was a draw. Literally, Messi has been there. So he's been there through thick, thin, and yeah, fat. Yeah, I'm just being sarcastic right there. But he is one of the most loyal players to Barcelona, if I can put it that way. Like, yo, I don't know how to describe his loyalty. When you look at that whole situation, you see the definition of loyalty. But yeah, there's other things that are happening within the club itself. Like, it's interesting because after the 8-0 loss, we all obviously are asking what happened. Like, what is the problem with Barcelona? How do they lose like that? We know they can lose, but that was not like Barcelona. Even the way they were playing, were like, hey, they're not playing like Barcelona. What's happening? So, yeah, just a quick, highlight of literally what is happening in the Barcelona world. even on their page, like they've put it on there. If you don't believe me, go onto their page. If you don't know their page, like, it's fcbarcelona.com. So that is where you'll find everything if you want as well to, let me say, validate and make sure and all the stuff. So if you don't believe me. But yeah, what is literally happening in their world is obviously the first thing with who's this Coutinho. Like, yeah, when you look at the whole situation of, yeah, Coutinho, like, hey, look, they loan Coutinho to Bayern, and then Coutinho gives them a whipping day in Bayern. Imagine, he scored one of the goals. So Philippe Coutinho, literally, they were saying that in the next season, he's not going to be there by Barcelona, he's going to be there by Camp Nou. But what's happening is the president of Barcelona actually opened the door for Coutinho to actually stay there by Barcelona. But that's obviously going to be up to the new coach. Yes, I said it, the new coach. So the coach of Barcelona, so the current coach of Barcelona, the one that they lost 8-0 with, he is leaving. Yes, he is leaving. Like, literally, he got fired because, yeah, like, a team cannot lose that bad. There's something wrong. It's either it's the coach, it's the players. Like, it's either the players are rebelling against the coach. Then you find out, yeah, players, they're not, you know, cooperating with the coach because there's issues and stuff like that. So, yeah, the coach, he has experience, but yeah, let's just say he's not on the level of being able to coach Barcelona, if I can put it that way. That's what we all believe. So that is why he has to leave. Yes, believe, leave. Rhyming. So the coach is actually going to be leaving. And obviously, like, with the whole situation of them losing 8-2, there's things that have happened. Obviously, like, the president, they want them to remove the president, which they can't do now because of lockdown and all those things. So they've placed that whole situation of the election for the president of Barcelona on hold. So for now, we'll stick to the president that we have. And yeah, he's been making, yeah, let me say, positive decisions at the moment, which is helping. And yeah, like, for example, Coutinho, like, yeah, he's not going, so that is a good thing. And yeah, so we just have the next coach that has to decide. So that's just some of the things that are happening. But the rest of the things that are happening in the Barcelona world, I'm going to tell you all of them when we come back from this awesome, amazing, short, refreshing moment that you're going to hear right now. So do not disappear.
Active FFFM.
Yeah, you still tuned in with your boy Fearless Eagle. I have to leave. Let me just put it that way. But it's sad. So before I leave, here's the last final highlights of what's happening in the world. Yeah, in the Barcelona world. So yeah, we all know that the coach is leaving, and then yeah, the president is not gonna get replaced because the elections are on hold due to the pandemic. So we need a proper election after the whole situation of the pandemic, and yeah, basically depending on when they decide to, yeah, the election, to get the election resumed. So that is what's happening. And then we obviously got the squad. Now the whole situation of the squad, like I said, I believe it contributed to them losing, you know, them having fresh young players and all the stuff. And obviously the young players, they need experience. So yeah, they are getting a beating. That's how you get experience, you know. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So that's literally what is happening with them. And yeah, what they've basically been saying is they've had awesome, amazing years, you know, with the old players that have been winning, you know, trophies and all the stuff. So basically they had non-stop 12 years of them, you know, winning trophies. And yeah, it's been awesome. But now they have to honor, you know, the players that actually, you know, have been there for 12 years and more, you know, winning trophies. So they have to say goodbye to them. And yeah, you know, build up a whole new generation of young players. So that's literally what has to happen. And yeah, you're going to be seeing new faces that are going to be basically shocking you, thinking, okay, who's this and all the stuff. So that's what's going to be happening. And then another thing is obviously Mark Ter Stegen. He basically had the whole medical intervention that actually happened, and it was very successful. So he is actually not going to be on the field for 2.5 months. So 2.5 months, that's what's literally going to be happening. And he'll basically in he'll be in recovery mode, let me just say that. He'll be actually recovering, and it's going to obviously take that whole period of time of 2.5 months. So yeah, that's something that you should know that is going to be happening in the Barcelona world. Yes, for the Barcelona fans. Yeah, and yeah, don't be surprised and all the stuff. So the president of Barcelona actually announced that the person who's going to be the new coach of Barcelona is Koeman. So Koeman, he's actually going to be the one that's going to take over, and he's going to be the new coach of Barcelona, and he's going to be working with Barcelona and all the stuff. So that's literally what's going to be happening, and it's going to be a very interesting journey. And yeah, it's going to be, yeah, awesome to see. And he used to obviously be the coach, let me just say, he used to manage the Dutch national team. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see the whole situation of him taking over and everything. And yeah, you know, as he's gonna take over, he actually mentioned the fact that he loves, you know, he basically believes in the Barcelona style. You know, he actually has experience as well with the whole Barca style, you know, and how they play and all the stuff. So that's literally what's happening. And then when you go to the other side, obviously Messi is leaving. Messi decided that he's gonna leave. He actually announced that he's going to leave, and obviously he has a contract that's gonna end in 2021, but he wants to leave before that. And that's what's happening, like, with him. And then along with him, there's also Eric Abidal, who decided he's also gonna leave. So yeah, he also terminated his contract, let me put it that way. So he decided also that he is going to leave as well. He's leaving his job. So that is literally what is happening. And then we obviously have Setien, who is the current coach, who is also leaving, because yeah, he actually decided that he's gonna leave. And yeah, you know, obviously you got the fans and all the stuff, they decide to say, yeah, he was fired because, yeah, Barcelona did bad, and it was because of him and all the stuff. He was a bad coach, he didn't deserve to be there, you know, all those things. But look at the coach, yo. He is actually new, and he's only been with Barca for 6 months, so there was still room for him to improve. But yeah, he looked at the whole situation, and yeah, like I said, he is able to manage, but he's not on the level of managing Barca. So he decided also as well that he's gonna leave. That's why that is a decision that he actually made by himself. And yeah, Barca is actually thanking him for his effort, you know, for actually coming in, you know, halfway through the season and helping them out, and you know, putting in the effort and all the stuff. So yeah, that's literally what is happening. And then yeah, really, really interesting. So there's like, yeah, like a whole sure, like, let me just say, there's a lot happening in Barca's world, because yeah, after the whole situation of this 8-2 yeah defeat, they had to sit down and actually look at what they have to change, you know, the changes that need to take place and all those stuff. And yeah, it's another interesting situation that they're in. But now they obviously added another person who is also going to be handling the technical side, you know, of Barca. And he goes by the name of Raymond Blaines. So Raymond Blaines will be in charge of the technical side of Barca, you know, the decisions that are taken, you know, the new coach, the decisions that are being made and all those stuff. So he's also going to be having conversations with the players, like actually being personal with them, you know, meeting them on a personal level. So that's what's going to be happening on that side. And yeah, like, new things are happening in Barca's world. And yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see, like I said, them going forward, and yeah, literally what, yeah, the future has in store for them. So we wishing them the best, and I believe that they'll shock the world. Let me just put it that way. They're gonna shock the world with every new strategies that they've actually put in place, and the recovery that they're gonna take, you know, basically coming out of this whole situation that they're in. It's gonna be amazing and awesome. So that is just a bit of what's happening on, you know, Barca side, and right here on What's the Topic, what we actually think of that whole situation of what happened with them. But don't forget, you can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Facebook /ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM, and we have our awesome, amazing website, www.activefm.co.za. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, or whenever you decide to listen to What's the Topic. Make sure you stay safe. Peace out and God bless. Go share What's the Topic with a friend, a neighbor, a family member, a loved one. Love you.
Sitting in this war zone, taking in this pain. My whole belly holds on, I can't really stand. I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump, my fears begin to fade. My faith explodes right now.